श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधे जय राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे जय प्रभुपदा 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 जय प्रभुपदा जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव श्री श्री लाडली लाल की कितना श्री श्री लाडली लाल की श्री बरसाना धाम की श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय जय श्री राधे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा First of all, I would like to offer my obeisances to all the Vaishnavas, senior devotees, Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada, and at the same time to Satyanarayan Goswami Maharaj, who is no more now, but he was there when he arranged to get this photograph from Sriji Mandir. During his seva, that was in last January, on 17th January, he somehow, by his kindness, arranged for this photograph. So let us all express our heartfelt gratitude to Satyanarayan Goswami Maharaj by loudly chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. I am grateful to all of you to have allowed me to sit amongst you. It is said that ghee is the essence of milk. So like that, from the milk ocean of Radha Gopinath Mandir congregation, the ghee is sitting over here. And I have a difficult task to speak to the ghee of the milk ocean of Radha Gopinath Mandir Bhakta Samaj. But by your blessings only, I will try to serve you. In the recent class given by His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, he mentioned that we have to feel utterly unqualified to speak on the subject of Srimati Radharani, और बरसाना. बिकॉज दिस इज़ वेरी एसोटेरिक एंड वेरी डीप सब्जेक्ट मैटर इन द लाइव्स ऑफ वैष्णवज. एंड इट इज़ वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड राधा तत्व, द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ राधा रानी. बट स्टिल वॉट एवर आचार्यज हैव स्पोकन, वॉट एवर प्रभुपाद एंड गुरु महाराज स्पोकन एंड वी हैव हर्ड, वी विल ट्राई टू रिपीट. ऑल ऑफ अस नो दैट इन होल क्रिएशन अर्थ इज वेरी डियर टू द लॉर्ड एंड इन ऑन अर्थ मथुरा मंडल इज वेरी डियर टू द लॉर्ड. इन मथुरा मंडल देर आर 18,000 फॉरेस्ट विच आर डियर एंड आउट ऑफ देर 108 फॉरेस्ट विच आर वेरी वेरी डियर. एंड श्री वृंदावन धाम आउट ऑफ दोज 12 इम्पॉर्टेंट फॉरेस्ट इज वेरी डियर टू द लॉर्ड. एंड वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग टू नोट, टूडे वॉट वी कॉल एज वृंदावन इज जियोग्राफिकली वेरी स्मॉल टाउनशिप, बट पौराणिक एंड एक्चुअल वृंदावन धाम इज इंक्लूसिव ऑफ नंदगांव, बरसाना, जावट एंड ऑल दैट इज बिटवीन करंट वृंदावन एंड दिस टू दिस थ्री एरियाज. ऑल दैट वॉज कॉल्ड इंक्लूडिंग गोवर्धन माउंटेन. दैट मीन्स वृंदावन, गोवर्धन, यमुना एंड नंदगांव, बरसाना, जावट एंड ऑल द एरिया इन बिटवीन. इट इज अबाउट 20 क्रोशर्स, द रियल वृंदावन, फॉरेस्ट वृंदावन. एंड इन ऑल दीज प्लेसेस एवरीबडी इंक्लूसिव ऑफ डेमिगॉड्स दे सीक द लोटस, द डस्ट ऑफ द लोटस फीट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा. एवरीवेयर वेर एवर पीपल गो दे वॉन्ट टू टेक द डस्ट ऑफ लॉर्ड श्री कृष्णा, अचीव अटेन द डस्ट फ्रॉम द लोटस फीट ऑफ द लॉर्ड, रिसीव हिज ब्लेसिंग्स. बरसाना अमंग्स ऑल दिस इज ओनली प्लेस वेर दैट सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडेड सीक्स द डस्ट फ्रॉम दैट प्लेस बिकॉज हिज बिलवेड हिज हार्ट एंड सोल हिज लाइफ एंड सोल श्रीमती राधा रानी स्टेज देयर एंड शी वॉक्स ऑन द होली लैंड ऑफ बरसाना. That is why he himself seeks, not only seeks, but he rolls in the dust of Barsana. He sheds tears, rivers of tears, seeking as a yachak the blessings of Radharani and the dust of Radharani's lotus feet. So even amongst the, as per Rupa Goswami, 66 billion holy places of Vrindavan Dham, still Barsana remains special because Barsana is the only place where the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the creator of everything, also comes to seek blessings. This is a very unique place. Those who take birth in Barsana are very, very special souls. By the blessings of Radharani, they take birth there. And she keeps them very humble, maybe sometimes uneducated, sometimes uncultured looking, sometimes not beautiful looking, or uneducated, or financially poor, so that they don't get proud of anything in life. Generally, we get proud of all these things. So all the residents of Barsana are especially special souls, and with the profuse blessings of Radharani, they take birth there. And they never come back again at the end of this life. They'll go back to Radharani's lotus feet, wherever she wants them to be. So, let us try to capture the mood of Barsana by the unlimited blessings of Srila Prabhupada and his desire to reveal such kind of holy places in many places in the world, and by the sincere desire to fulfill Prabhupada's desire, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, we have today Sri Barsana Dham in our Govardhan Eco Village. So in outset only I want to tell that there is no difference between this place and the actual Barsana. We shouldn't say that I will try to imagine that Barsana and this place. If we have faith, through the eyes of faith, we will understand that all the pastimes that take place eternally in Barsana Dham in Mathura district are also taking place over here. And all the residents of this place who stay day and night over here permanently should also continue to harbor this mood that this place which is revealed by the mercy of a pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, is not different from the original geographical place. Because essentially, all the holy places are essentially consciousness. See, Vrindavan Dham is a state of consciousness. And even if you go to actual physical Vrindavan, if the state of consciousness is not suitable, that will not mean anything. It will get some agyat sukruti of being there and going there. But the real benefit that Sri Vrindavan Dham can award the visitor will not be available if the state of consciousness is not suitable to be in that place. So actually what benefit is derived is only because of the state of consciousness. So if you all cultivate the state of consciousness, then Sri Vrindavan Dham is available to all of us in this Govardhan Eco Village also. So with that faith we should live here or visit here, pray here, that all those things which we are hoping to achieve by going to Mathura district and visiting these places are also available, everything 100% in these places also. So that is why to receive the benefit of being in Barsana, let us try to capture the mood of Barsana. What reminds me of story of Brahma, we will tell all the stories in short. Brahmaji performed tapasya for 120,000 years. 60,000 years at the beginning of first Satya Yuga that he was in charge of, and at the end of his first Satya Yuga, 60,000 years. And then Krishna appeared to him and asked him, what do you want? So he said, I want to achieve the dust of the lotus feet of Radharani and her girlfriend's gopis. So Krishna said, go to Barsana. Vrishabhanu Puram Gatva, and become mountain there. Now you can imagine, the first citizen of the universe, Pratham Nagrik, you can say CEO also of the universe, the first created living being by the Lord in a particular universe, in our universe four-headed. He is already in the topmost position. I mean, nobody can be, if he wants, nobody can be as proud as Brahma. But everybody is his children. We can say we are so proud that we have 4 sons and 20 grandchildren. So we are so proud to have a joint photograph. But the whole creation is Brahmaji's family members. And he has got all the authority from topmost, everything that you have, he has. Creative potency, 4 heads with super fine brain and all high-tech software installed in them to create every living being, every place in the universe. You can imagine. And that personality from the topmost position is doing tapasya for 120,000 years to become a stone, to become inert, to become immobile, to be unable to speak or do anything, express anything verbally or whatever. So from topmost position, we have not heard anybody doing tapasya to go to a lowermost position. We remember one more personality, Uddhav, was so close to Krishna but wanted to become blade of grass. But everybody else does tapasya to go in a higher position than what he is in or she is in. So our sampradaya leader, the Pratham Acharya of our sampradaya, has laid an example by performing tapasya and achieving a position of being a stone in Barsana. Lord Shiva has become a stone in Nandagaon, in Nandishwar. Lord Vishnu has become a stone as Govardhan in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And you know what we all do on stone, on the mountain. Now maybe monkeys are passing stool, urine, men are passing stool and urine, and we are walking over with our wretched feet, and what not we do when we walk on the mountain. And that position Lord Brahma has accepted, to just seek the blessings and mercy of Srimati Radharani. So there are 4 mountain peaks in Barsana. One is where we are sitting here, Bhanugad. Another is Dangad. Next is Vilasgad, and fourth is Mangad. So 4 heads of Brahma and 4 mountain peaks are there. So it's also called Varasyanu. That means the place where there are beautiful, attractive mountain peaks, very easily attainable. Varsanu, and also called as Barsana, from the name called Varsha, that means showers of mercy, showers of mellow of devotion and love, always happening over there. That is called Barsana. And Shandilya Muni has told it is Vrishabhanupur in his descriptions, where Vrishabhanu Maharaj established his kingdom. And the Nabhi, if the four heads are four mountain peaks, Nabhi, the umbilicus area, is Gevarkund, where we go always to take darshan, below Man Mandir. That is called Nabhi of Brahma. And that is the place where Radharani takes bath with her 64 chosen sakhis every day. And from Morkuti, the coward boys throw laddus to disturb them while they are taking bath. And from this temple, this is called Sriji Mandir, where Sri Ladli Lalji are residing. From that place till you go to Chiksoli, Chikitsavan, where Chikitsavan ends, that means Barsana is the main township, the whirl of lotus, and there are all eight lotus petals, which are main petals of the lotus, and eight sakhis live there. So we have Barsana whirl, and we have Chitra Sakhi's village, Chikitsapur. All this is covered from Bhanugad at the end of Chikitsapur till that whole area is called Gevarban. The name itself indicates that it's an ecstatic place of overwhelming loving experiences. Gahivar, that means ecstatic emotions. So that whole place is established by Radharani herself in Barsana. All the plants and trees are planted by her. She has nourished them with water and love and devotion, and she has grown them. All the ponds, all the beautiful areas are made by her. And Gevarban is specialized by arrangements of arches, we call kaman. Everything is in arch shape, and all the creepers are flowing through the arches. Some are flowing over the arches, some are flowing under the arches. I mean, Radha and Krishna are walking, Krishna is taking her through those arches. With one hand he is holding her and leading her inside the forest of Gevarban, and with one hand he is lifting the creepers and inviting her, please come inside the Gevarban. So this Gevarban is similar to Mayapur, but Radharani also has created Mayapur by her own hands. And then she had played flutes and she attracted Krishna, and Krishna then promised that I will bring all my devotees, all my dhams, all my great souls and live here eternally. And that became Navadvip Dham. So Gevarban is similar to Navadvip, where by own hands Radharani is established. And it is mentioned that in childhood Radha and Krishna would marry big trees with creepers regularly in their pastimes. Then there is, as I mentioned, there is only this place in the universe where Krishna seeks the dust. And this is the only place in the whole universe Sri Krishna stays as Sakhi, Sakhi Bhav. Not only Bhav, but also form. He accepts the form of Shama Sakhi. She carries the chunri, the head cloth, and lives there incognito with Radharani. He rolls in dust here and sheds tears when Radharani gets angry in the same place. It is also mentioned that she requested Krishna to stay with her in Barsana. In the Leela of Krishna, which is Prakat Leela of Krishna, it is also explained that she married with Krishna and she did not marry with Krishna also. Both are true things. They are not Kalpa Veda. It happened simultaneously. But in one Prakat Leela, when they got married in five different places in Braj Bhumi. One of them is Barsana. So Sri Krishna, Radharani requested Krishna to continue staying with her only in Barsana, because she knew Brahma had performed such a long tapasya. So she said, by you staying here and I staying here, Brahma also will be very happy and getting fulfilled in his desires. So if you take darshan, now also you can see, there is a big chunri, big head cover, which goes all over the two personalities, but mainly for Krishna actually, mainly for Shyam Sundarji. Radharani has a separate head cover, but you see a long one goes all across Krishna's head. That is Sakhi Bhav of Krishna actually, Shyam Sundarji. And Sri Krishna is very helplessly overwhelmed with feelings of dependence of on Radharani in Barsana. One time we were going to Sakri Kor, where the narrow path and one side gopis come, one side Krishna comes, they stop. Long pastime is there. In that pastime, Radharani and gopis tied Krishna's and all the sakhas' chotis. And usually when the sakhas are in distress, they will call, Krishna Balaram, please save us. And they expect them to come and solve their difficulty. But this time when they called Krishna Balaram, they also called, Subal, Madhubangal, please help us. So at this point of time, Radhanath Maharaj stopped the story and then made us pass through Sakri Kor. And he said, I'll answer the question. He asked the question. Tell us why here Krishna Balaram also are calling for help. And then we went down, said, now I'll answer the question. Said, everywhere Krishna is a controller out of Barsana. But in Barsana, Radharani is a controller. So he becomes helpless. So when the others are calling, he also is in turn calling them to save them. So that is the mood that Krishna has. Sri Krishna, Sri Brahmaji, I'll tell how Lord Shiva also had in the same mood. Everybody comes, first of all, they all assume Sakhi Vesha, and they all are simply begging for mercy. Lord Shiva came to Barsana, and at one place was trying to dress himself as a Sakhi, but he was unable to do as expertly as anybody else, ladies will do. So then Gauriji appeared. When Parvatiji appeared, because she is Gauri, in Gaur Tej, the area became completely effulgent by her arrival. That's why that pond is called Gauri Kund. And she said, you men are not trained enough to decorate yourself in Sola Sringar of a lady. So now I will dress you up. And then she dressed Lord Shiva as a beautiful Sakhi with Sola Sringar. And she said, now you go. For what business you have come here, please go. And he went ahead as Gopeshwar Gopi, Mahadev Gopi. And what is the main business in Barsana? Everybody comes there to call Radharani. Hindi mein bolte hain, ter lagane ke liye aate hain sab log. Sab log aate hain. So, then Lord Shiva went and called Radharani to attract her attention to receive her blessings. So this is the essential mood of Barsana, that Sri Krishna himself and his followers like Brahma and Shiva, all are coming in Sakhi Vesha and simply begging for the mercy and a merciful glance of kindness from Radharani to them, so that they can sustain and survive in their own life. Radharani is Krishna's Hriday Sanjeevani, the celestial herb that sustains his heart in his existence. Radharani is, if the ocean is of milk, then Radharani is Navneet, that is the butter that is created on churning that ocean of love, which is in the form of milk. So she is like Navneet. And Krishna is the seeker of that Navneet, always hankering to get the blessings of that Navneet. So, also, the Rasa Tattva, that means the, we all, when we read Rupa Goswami's books and Sanatana Goswami's books, so many times Ras, mellows of devotion are described. And those are the essential pure forms of love without adulteration of any contamination of worldly desires. And they appear in the heart of a devotee in the course of time when he is sincerely following the principles of sadhana in his life. One time comes where his Shraddha turns into Nishtha, the unshakable faith. And then onwards, these manifestations take place spontaneously in the heart of a devotee. So that Ras Tattva, the proprietorship of that is with Radharani. And the Ras Tattva takes birth in Barsana at the lotus feet of Radharani. And then, by her mercy, the Ras Tattva is developed in Barsana itself. After that, Sri Krishna receives it from Radharani. And from there, after Krishna receives it, it is distributed all over the Braj. This is the source of that mellow of devotion. She is a very emblem, very mother of devotion. So this particular principle of pure love for Krishna is originating at the personality of Radharani. And we all are the recipients of the drop or whatever iota, insignificant situation that we have a desire of, that is coming from her. Whatever we claim we have little devotion or insignificant devotion, the source is her. And via Krishna it is coming to all of us. Via her and Krishna together it is coming to all of us. It is said that when in Barsana, when Radharani walks, the Vedas are generated there. Vedas are created over there. The sound vibration of spiritual knowledge is generated, created when she walks, and when the sound of her ankle bells are created, through that Vedas emanate. So actually all the knowledge that we have or we aspire to have in the devotional service to Krishna and Radha is coming from the sound of her ankle bells. That is Radharani. And her area where she stays, inclusive of Nandagaon and Jawat, where she got married in a prakat pastimes. This area is the only area in Braj Bhumi, in the unlimited Braj Bhumi, which we logically understand as 84 kroshas for our geographical understanding, but in principle it is unlimited. In that 84 kroshas of area of Braj Bhumi, Barsana, Nandagaon and Jawat, in these three areas no demons came. And in Vismay Leela or Vismay Katha, it is explained that when Krishna lifted Govardhan, all of them were sitting with Nanda Maharaj at Chaurasi Khamba and discussing how wonderful Krishna is. And a long discussion went on, but in that discussion suddenly Nanda Maharaj told that yes, Gargamuni had told this, that he will lift Govardhan. So everybody got very surprised when Gargamuni came. When did he come? And how you never told us? So he said, oh, I was not supposed to tell this, but I told what to do. In excitement I told. But then the whole mood of happiness and appreciation of Krishna happening there after Govardhan Leela just turned into despair and anger. And they said, Nanda Maharaj will throw you out of the community. At that time, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, being close friend of Nanda Maharaj, stood up and said, No, my dear friends, don't get agitated. It was a difficult time. You know, it was told by Vasudev, it was guided by Vasudev. Gargamuni came with the message that we should not take any risk of doing open function. So do it as confidential, as private as possible. So that time they took a decision that Nanda Maharaj, Rohini, Krishna Balaram, and nobody else will do there. And Yashoda, Rohini, Nanda Maharaj, and two sons. And cows, of course, in the cow shed. So that's how the thing. As Vrishabhanu Maharaj was justifying the action of Nanda Maharaj of not telling them Gargamuni's arrival, the people got more agitated. And they said, throw him also out. Because he's siding the personality whom we want to throw out. So when they said, throw him out, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, a group of Brijvasis stood up that time. And they said, oh, my dear friends, don't talk about throwing away Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Because of his Mahapratapi daughter, no demon has dared to come in this place. So everybody was like surprised. How? So that time, that group of Brijvasis, they narrated a story. They said when they shifted from Gokul and Raval for the safety point of view to Nandagaon and Raval again, Nandagaon and Barsana again, now, Kans, like every day he was sending demons, every day he was sending demons. Sukhdev Maharaj couldn't describe every demon every single day. So I described some prominent demons. But every single day, one demon would come and by lunch time, Krishna would kill them and then they have lunch after that at the bank of Jamuna. So like that, the demon came and he didn't find anybody. All the city of Ramanriti, Rawal, Gokul, Mahavan, everything was empty. So he went back and told Kamsa, I think everybody has moved out of that place. So how Bulao, the Senapati of Kamsa, and three other members were sent. Two men and two children were sent. I mean, not children, but demon. And they reached all the way to Nandagaon and they saw Krishna Balaram playing there as babies in Vatsapa Leela. So they just went and wanted to grab them. As soon as they touched them, they became stone. And those huge stone pictures, you know, forms, were used by Yashoda Devi afterwards to scare Krishna Balaram. To just, you know, threaten them sometimes. So they also didn't turn back. So then Kamsa himself came. And he was coming angrily to say, I will just myself finish off my demons, my enemies. As soon as he entered the border of Barsana, he became a female. He assumed the form of female. In the dress of, like if I am giving a lecture here, suppose, and suddenly I become female. I just come to know and I become female. How embarrassed I will become. I don't know whether I will be able to continue my class or not. And I am like a ordinary personality. What position I have got? Kamsa is Digvijayi Kamsa. He has conquered four directions. All the demons that you read in Bhagavatam that he, Krishna killed, all of them were conquered before by Kamsa. And he has made them servants. Jarasandha said, I don't want to even fight with this man. I will go running with my two daughters and give him as his wives. And I will become his father-in-law. So there is no question of fighting or losing. That kind of veer he was. He was Digvijayi Kamsa Maharaj, Mathuradhish. And imagine he became a woman. What embarrassment. Started crying tears. He didn't know where to hide his face. And all the gopis, they recognized him. He's Kamsa. And he has become gopi. He's become a woman. Started clapping loudly. And then he started falling at their feet. Imagine if you and me by mistake become gopis, suppose. At least philosophically we know that we want to become gopis. We would not like to become gopis at the moment of time. But philosophically, no, it's the highest position. By chance, by mistake also, if I become a gopi, I have attained the ultimate position in my life. And Kamsa had their fortune. He had attained that position by default. But because of his wrong consciousness, he was crying and crying and crying in embarrassment and begging them to release him from that position. And he said, gopis made him collect, carry, stock all the cow dung cakes for 6 months. 6 mahine tak gopiyon ne kande lipwaye Kans Maharaj se. Abhi to Kans Maharaj nahi rahe wo. He has become Kansani Gopi. And the gopis really made him work hard for 6 months. They were laughing and clapping, and with tears in eyes, he was all cleaning the cow shed, collecting cow dung, cow urine, brajras, making the cow dung cakes and all. After 6 months, crying and crying in repentance, one day Radharani and Vrishbhanu Maharaj came. And that time again he was crying, and he fell at the feet of Vrishbhanu Maharaj. Please save me and release me. At that time Vrishbhanu Maharaj requested Kishori Radhe that please leave him. I think he's enough. So she raised her finger. Said, you Kamsa, if you ever come again in this area, you will permanently become a woman. No excuse and no concession, no discount for you. This is Kishori Kund. Please jump in this and you will attain the body of a man again and never come back again here. So right away he jumped in that Kishori Kund and immediately regained his male form. And he ran right away from that time straight to Mathura, wondering whether if she changes her mind then what will happen. So he ran away all the way to Barsana, never to come back, never to send any demon again. So this story is being narrated by that group of Prajvasis who are like now telling everybody to cool down and understand what blessings we have received because of Vrishbhanu Maharaj and because of his daughter. We have been saved from attack of demons in Nandagaon, Barsana and Javat. So please don't get agitated. With this story, all the Prajvasis cool down. They embrace Nanda Maharaj, embrace Vrishbhanu Maharaj. I'm sorry, we have taken some wrong statements. Please don't mind. We are very grateful to you. And they all went away. So it is because of Radharani's presence no demon could enter this area. And there was a purpose behind why it is so. Does that mean there are other pastimes which are taking place in Vrindavan Dham are not so esoteric? Actually, they are all esoteric pastimes. But still, the pastimes that take place in Nandagaon and Barsana and Javat, especially at Barsana, are very, very special. Very, very intimate. For example, like the dialogues that take place in Sankri Kor, nowhere else it takes place. That kind of pastime takes place in Bordhan also, at Dhanghati and other areas where there is trespassing area between Govardhan. They are also stopping there, but what happens in Barsana is not happening anywhere. At one point of time, Radharani told, Krishna said that this is my area. And Radharani said, no, it's not your area, it's my area. And Sakhi said, it is her father's kingdom. Your father has been bestowed upon by her father with some area out of love and compassion to become king. So your Rajdanda is a borrowed property of my father. Your father has become king because of mercy of my father. Everything belonged to my father. Such kind of discussion take place at Sakri Kaur. And then Krishna gets defeated there. And his feta is loosened and that gets dragged on the stone which is already melting with ecstasy. Because Brahma is there watching. As soon as they come and perform their pastime, Brahma starts melting. He becomes like butter actually. So soft. I mean the turban cloth is being dragged. It creates a permanent mark on that. When Krishna eats that broken pot, the butter from broken pot, that Shila becomes white and Krishna is also mopping his hands on them, which is soft like butter that time when he mops his hands. So this kind of pastimes, they take place in Barsana. I will tell you one example of a pastime that takes place. One time Sri Krishna, you know, the gopis were so frustrated in transcendental way that every day Krishna steals from them. He assumes as if like he is talking to them lovingly, and suddenly they will find nose ring missing, earring missing, one ornament here missing, necklace missing, kamarpatta missing. So when they go in the loving mood and he mesmerizes them, when they go back home, they feel our Sringar is half stolen by him. And they know he has stolen. And then every day they were like worried what to do. So one day they decided that we will teach him a very good lesson. So that day, when they came to meet, instead of quarreling, they said, today we have got a lot of big feast for you. We felt we should feed you like anything. And then all made all the coward boys sit down and they fed them like anything. Now Madhumala saying, today the sun has come from east or west, I don't know. What has gone wrong today? There is no argument, there is no fight, there is no unpleasant things, discussions. Straight we are getting nectar today. So all of them sat down and started eating. And they fed and fed and fed. First they were sitting erect. Then they were leaning. And finally Shyam Sundarji actually lay down on left side. And they were still feeding him. Said, enough. No, today you have to eat. See, this part you have not eaten. This item you have not eaten. It still is remaining. And they were feeding him. And he actually lay down on left side and he was still eating. And finally he slept there only. He just couldn't get up only. So, not only he, everybody slept. Madhumangal, Subal, Ujjwal, everybody slept. And they made sure that they are fast asleep. So intoxicated they were with the food. And when they were confirmed that everybody is fast asleep, then Radharani and gopis came and stole every single ornament of Krishna. Like Krishna, tip to toe. From here to the toe, everything was stolen, including the flute of Krishna. Except some cloth they kept. But Uttariya also they stole. Uttariya, that is this cloth also, they stole. All Vajayanti Mala, everything was stolen. Flower garlands and also ornaments, everything Yashoda Mai had put, stolen. And they all went away. We will teach a good lesson to him. So Krishna, you know, after some time, how many hours? 2-3 hours it takes for digestion to take place in a very reasonable way. So they woke up. When they woke up, Krishna realized, oh, everything is gone, including food also is gone. What to do? So he went home. Yashoda Mai asked, what happened? Where are the Sringar which I did in the morning? I took so much efforts for me, hours I spent in decorating you. Said, mother, don't worry. Something happened today. I will not tell you in details. I will just get everything back. Don't worry about it. So they were like wondering how every single ornament is lost. I know he dances Nataraj. So she ties the ankle bells very tightly, 2-3 times. Because he dances sometimes so much that in dancing, 2 miles far the ankle bell sometimes fall. That kind of dance he does. So she ties very tightly. So sometimes out of 3 ankle bells, 1 is missing. She understands that, okay, he must have danced. But today every single thing is lost. Next day, one gopi entered Barsana. And unusually she had a long veil. And the custom is, the longest the veil is, the freshest the bahu is. That means the most newly married lady will have the longest veil in front of her. So this gopi had long veil, beautiful shringar, but long veil, face was covered. So all gopis were like wondering, oh, maybe some new gopi has come and she is newly married, maybe Marsana. We have never seen her. So they all gathered around her. And as soon as gopis gathered around her, she said, Kanhaiya, Krishna, and she fell unconscious. So they were wondering, of course the gopis are pure hearted. They are not envious that, oh, somebody is having more love for Krishna than us. So they immediately, with great respect and awe and reverence, they came. They lifted the gopi, woke her up again with water. And a few more gathered. And again, after a few steps, so where are you going? I'm going to meet Radharani actually. So again she said, Shyam Sundar, and fell unconscious. And again few more gopis joined. They're wondering what kind of love this gopi has got. Maybe newly married from Nandagaon, she has come here. So by the time she reached Radharani's doorstep, there were thousands of gopis, all adoring her. My God, what love she has. And finally, she made the final call. Hey, Shyam Sundar, and she fell down. And this time, she was not waking up only. Everybody was trying. Lalita, Vishakha, the most expert, you know, whenever the difficulties come, Lalita is the final personality who can give solutions and get the things done. In all kinds of difficulties. They all were trying and trying and trying and nothing was happening. Someone put cotton near her nose and hardly it was moving, but it was moving. So now they were thinking she will die very soon in the pain of separation from Krishna. Now what to do? They all, Lalita Vishakha, ran inside the house where Radharani was staying. Radharani, what to do? This gopi will die. Looks like she has just come to Nandagaon, from Nandagaon to Barsana after marriage. What to be done? What is to be done? They discussed and they came to know an idea. That see, yesterday we have stolen all the ornaments of Krishna. Every single thing we have. We can create Pitambar for you. Why don't you become Krishna? We'll decorate you. And you become Krishna and you stand at least some, she'll get pacified to a certain degree. If she realizes that you are not Krishna but you are Radharani. But there is some solace will be there. So in the meantime they are finding her and trying to keep her alive and sprinkling water and praying to Vishnu and Lakshmi and all kinds of demigods and demigoddesses to save her life. And in the meantime some gopis are under the direction of Lalita decorating Radharani as Krishna and using all his ornaments, all his jewelry to decorate him, her. And finally she is ready and she is brought out and she is given the flute in the hand and she stands in the Tribhanga form as if Krishna is standing. And then this, all the gopis who are trying to wake her up, they are saying, look, look, gopi, look, Sri Krishna has come to meet you. Please wake up at least now. Your the heart and soul, the life and soul of your life has now already come. There is no more need to try in separation. He is in front of you. Please wake up. And the way she woke up, like she jumped maybe 5 feet in the sky, threw all the veil away. I said, there I caught you with all my ornaments. You people are very smart. You think you are very smart? I caught you now. Everybody is like hanging the head down. He was Krishna. I purposely did not tell you. The next morning, when Krishna left, he decorated himself that day and went to meet Yashoda Devi, his mother. Yashoda Devi was very impressed with him. She says, oh, who are you, dear Gopi? In whose house you are married? I have never seen you. And Krishna removed his veil and said, Mama, it is me. Why you are dressed like this today? Mama, I have a purpose. Just wait and watch. Today evening I will give you a surprise. He again put his veil and he was the one who entered Barsana. It's a long veil. And then he said, remove everything. And then with great shame, everybody who decorated Radharani were engaged in removing everything what they were wearing Radharani. And was standing like this and collecting everything here. And as they were giving, he was wearing everything. And finally, he wore everything. He took the flute and nicely played a flute in a very nice tune. He said, bye. And he went away. He said, dare you do again something like this. Many worse things will happen. Today it was simply caught catching you right red-handed. But you don't know, I don't know what will happen if you do it again. So everybody was so ashamed, they put their head down and they went away. Now such kind of pastimes take place in Barsana. How you can expect a demon coming in between? Imagine, Shama Gopi has come and you know, she is calling Krishna and falling unconscious suddenly. Demon comes in between, it's all rasabhas. So also one time Krishna came as Gopadevi. This pastime is there in Garga Sahita. So he dressed up as a gopi and came to meet Radharani. And started telling Radharani how bad Krishna is. How cunning he is. When I was coming just now to meet you, he held my hand, he twisted my hand, it's so painful. See, the red fingers are still there on my hand. Such uncultured boy from Nandgaon, he's such a harassing personality. I'm very upset with him. And I tell you, don't love him. He's a... I don't want to say, anyway, bad words. So she used lot of bad words with lot of citing examples. Long pastime, but I will tell you in short. Radharani defeated that Gopadevi. With every single argument she made against Krishna, she defeated it by glorifying Krishna and justifying every single thing. And by that time, looking at Radharani's mood, Gopadevi, who is Krishna himself, was trembling in ecstasy. And he came to know that it is now going to be very difficult for him to maintain his Gopadevi form. So when Radharani defeated him, her, in Krishna, so he said, why you love Krishna so much? I told you so many realities, but you are still justifying. I want to see if your love is so good and if your Krishna is so good. Let Krishna appear here immediately. You close your eyes and meditate on him. And let me see if he immediately appears here. I will believe that he is right and whatever you are saying also is right. As soon as she closed his eyes, he disappeared. Gopadevi disappeared because he was knowing that very soon I will be unable to maintain my form as Gopadevi and all my shadyantra will be exposed. So I want to run away from here. So he did a trick by making her eyes closed. And he ran away, immediately changed his dress, he became Krishna and he came back. And said, Radharani, why are you closing your eyes? She said, one Gopadevi was here, she was criticizing you like anything. And she wanted to test me. And I was remembering you. And see, now I have proved that I love you and you are also right. But she is vanished somewhere. Yes, I saw one girl angrily going from your palace when I was entering your palace. And she was like, the way she looked at me in so disgust, like, don't associate with her. She's like a witch. She's like a snake, actually. Krishna is telling her. This pastime is there in Garga Sahita. So such kind of pastimes take place. And Barsana, and specifically this place where Bhanu Maharaj and Kirtida Devi and Sridhama and Ananga Manjari and Radharani, all of them stay here. This place is famous for Chadma Leela. Chadma Leela means Leela in disguise. Because Krishna cannot stay for long time in Barsana, I mean Nandgaon, away from Radharani. He just gets restless, so he has to come very soon. So how can he come? Only ladies are allowed to come in Barsana, in the kingdom of Radharani, where she is a mistress. Only Sakhis are allowed to come. So every time he changes his form. Sometimes he becomes seller of bangles. Sometimes he becomes seller of flowers. Sometimes he becomes Jyotishi, a palmist. Sometimes, like, you know, Malin or Dhadin. Dhadin means sweeper also. Many, many forms he takes. Like, for example, he becomes a Brahmachari Jyotishi. So I don't come near women. All the women gathered because you are so beautiful, Brahmachari. So they say, we have heard that you are a palmist. You want to show our hand to you. Can you please tell us who will be getting married with? So he sees, he says, keep your hand away. I don't want to touch any women's hand. He's watching, he said. Then he is getting ecstatic because all of them are meditating on him only to achieve him as husband. So he said, close your eyes. If your love is true, then your beloved will appear in front of you immediately. So all of the simple gopis, they close their eyes and started meditating on Krishna. And immediately changed his disguise and he came as Krishna. I said, now you open your eyes. And they opened their eyes and they saw Krishna. So where the Jyotishi has gone? I said, I don't know. I just came to meet you. I heard your call in the heart, so I came running to meet you. Like that kind of pastimes take place. Sometimes he comes to right in the palace of Radharani, in the house of Kirtidaya and Vishwabhanu Maharaj. He comes to put mehndi in the lotus hands of Radharani and gopis. And there's a pastime that he decorates her hand for hours and hours and hours together. They also don't know that he is Krishna actually. But they are enamored by his beauty. What kind of gopi you are? I say, I'm an expert in putting mehndi. So he decorates her hand like that. Sometimes he brings garland to sell actually, but then gives all garlands free of charge to them and says, you please decorate Radharani with my garlands. And then he also assists them and they decorate the garlands that he has brought. So many, it is about 20-21 forms are there that he takes to enter Barsana and to attain association of Radharani. So, time is getting up and what should be our mood when we go to Barsana? It is explained by Acharyas that when we hear these esoteric, overwhelmingly loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Gopis, we should not try to enjoy them while hearing. We should be always hearing them in full awe and reverence. As a respectful audience watching the drama. Not considering us as part of the drama. That's what Acharyas have said. That we should hear these pastimes with great awe and reverence in the heart. And our approach in Barsana should be only as a beggar. We only have to go as Yachak. We have no other position. We may be educated people, learned people. We may be people going to do some service to Brijvasis like we do with Barsana Ikam. We operate them with specialized equipments and skills and everything. Give them vision from blindness yesterday to today vision. We may feel little proud. See, I have got such skills. I can help Brijvasis. But while doing so also, our mood should be as a beggar of mercy. When Supreme Lord, who is our Lord of Lords, whom we worship, if he is going there as beggar, as his followers, we should also go as beggar only. Where the Master has paved the path, then we have to come to this place as beggars. So we have only one mood. Each and every time we go, we repeat ourselves again and remind ourselves that I am only a yachak and beggar over here. I only come here to beg for the mercy of Radharani and Krishna. Kada karishyasi hamam kripa kataksha bhajanam. Hey Radhe, please, when you will put your sidelong glances of love and affection and mercy on me, that day my life will be successful. When you will consider me as your own, when you will accept me as your own, when you will engage me in your service. So, many, it is said that about 9 crores of people every year visit Barsana for darshan, for festivals, like that. It was 7 crores before, now it is upsurge, 9 crores. But only few hundreds of people, not only us, but few hundreds of people only get some service in Barsana to do to Brijvasis who are dearmost devotees of Radharani or to Radharani herself. And we are those fortunate few hundred ones who every year Radharani gives us some service. So it's not a thought of pride, but it's thought of we have to be always remaining as beggars. Because today she will give, tomorrow she will not give if you become proud. It is clearly mentioned that one who is proud will never get service to Radharani or his devotees. Only those who are meek and humble and consider themselves as insignificant and fortunate to receive that service, they will receive service. So we should not think that 25 years we are doing service, so now what? Every year we'll go. No, every year when time comes to serve, we have to keep begging, please give us service, please give us service. Then only she will give and she'll give more service to us. So this is a place where the source of all blessings and mercy and that support that we require to sustain ourselves. Even Krishna is trying to sustain himself with the Shakti which is available here. She is the personification of that Shakti. The Shakti of sustenance in devotion to our beloved Sri Krishna. So let us all pray, sitting in the Bhanugad, Sriji Mahal. It is said that all the miseries that you think you have and you already have get vanquished over here. We will chant one mantra, it is said, while taking darshan of Ladli Lalji, we should chant this mantra. I'll tell the meaning after we chant, or before we chant, we'll chant, tell the meaning. I offer my obeisances to Radharani. I offer my obeisances to the one who blessed Lord Brahma. All the desires are fulfilled when one takes darshan of Radha Krishna here. So I offer my obeisances to Ladli Lal. Let us chant. Nama Priyayai Radhayai. Nama Priyayai Radhayai. Brahmano Varadayine. Brahmano Varadayine. Sarveshta Falaramyaya. Sarveshta Falaramyaya. Radha Krishnaya Murtaye. Radha Krishnaya Murtaye. Sarva Ishta, that means all that is desirable or desired can be fulfilled over here. There's one song which says, Darbar mein Radha Rani ke dukh dard mitaye jate hain. People who are most distressed, they can come to this place. And all their miseries will be mitigated by the glance of Radha Rani. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.